Okay, it's 4:45. So, this is what happened when we called Claire's ex-boyfriend. Now, to remember, he dumped her by telling her, "It's not you, it's me." He had to be true to himself because he's actually gay. Now, Claire does not believe him, mainly because she just smells a bit of a rat. Almost overnight, he turned completely camp. And she thinks this was his way of convincing her that he was gay. He suddenly developed an interest for quite camp music and started walking in a quite a camp way as well. I love that idea. So that's why Claire thinks it may just have been an excuse to get out of the relationship and he's not actually gay at all. You, of course, wanted us to find out the truth. So we have. This is what happened when earlier today we called Claire's ex-boyfriend.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Nick, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Nick. I've got an email saying that you're looking for a new flatmate.
No, I'm afraid I'm not looking for a new flatmate, no.
Right. I got this email passed to me by Dorothy. Do you know Dorothy?
Not off the top of my head, no.
You're not a friend of Dorothy?
No, I don't think so.
You know what these emails are like. They just get passed around so many people, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's been passed all around the cricket club. I've got
the
it here,
cricket
actually.
Club?
Yeah, it says, flatmate wanted, no cats, no smokers.
Right.
Because I was going to ask you why you don't like cats.
No.
You're not a fan of pussies? Pussy cats?
No?
And you don't like a puff yourself, no? You don't smoke?
No.
But you are Nick, definitely Nick, and this is your number, yeah?
Yeah, I'm Nick. I'm surprised where you got this number from.
Yeah, I'm just a bit confused as to why this has been passed around.
Well, yes, yeah, so am I, mate.
You play cricket for Truro, right?
No, I don't. I live in Kent.
It says that you bat for Truro.
No, I
don't.
Because
there's some match tonight
Truro
that you're in or something?
No, I don't play cricket.
So you're not batting for Truro tonight? Definitely
no,
not.
I'm not. Right. No, I'm not.
Are you batting for the other side?
No, I'm not batting at all.
Right. So you don't play any cricket?
Where did you get my number from?
From Dorothy. But it's weird because you say you're not a friend of Dorothy.
No, I'm not. I don't know Dorothy.
And you don't play for Truro?
No, I don't. Where did you get my number from?
And you don't bat for the other side? Hang on a minute. I know what's happened. Is your boyfriend Simon?
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
No. Not gay.
Pardon?
I'm not gay.
Really? But that is what you told your girlfriend Claire, isn't it? Nick, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. Was that a lie? Was that a lie?
Yeah.
Was that a lie?
Yes, it was a lie.
Anything you want to say to Claire?
Sorry, Claire.
So let me just get this right. You thought it'd be easier to get out of the relationship by telling her you were gay than actually fessing up and saying you didn't want to see her anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there anyone else at the moment, or...?
No, there's not. No.
Promise me?
I promise you, Scott.
You see, I don't believe you, and neither do our listeners. I can tell you that right now. But I'll let you have that one, all right?
Okay.
All right, bye. Busted. Radio